many people, everybody had such an emotional reaction, and almost, you know, it reminds me of the old rule of musical theater. You never audition with a Barbra Streisand tune because no one can do them the way she did them. I mean, it's sure, it's like taking something that was already so, I don't know, almost sacred to some people in their minds. Do you think that could be part of it?
Well, it's apples and oranges. One was a piece of photojournalism, and many people had questions about why would that be anyone's first impulse upon seeing a washed-up dead child photograph the child. But that's a separate question. One is a piece of photojournalism. That's an apple. The other one is an interpretation of that photo as a work of art, and that's an orange. And the two often taste the same at times, but they're not the same. And for people to be outraged about something being not being what they want it to be is a bit silly.
I just want to quickly, before we let you go, you know, we are speaking to you from Germany, a large number of refugees winding up there. Yeah. What role do you think an image like this one that Ai Weiwei has created can play in the public conversation about the refugee crisis? As you mentioned, you know, a week ago, perhaps we weren't talking about that original image, but what conversation can this art contribute to now around the refugee crisis?